I did not need to do this at 5:30 in the morning. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's 5:41.
It is. Wow. Good job on doing the math on the time change, man.
Yeah. No, call me Johnny Time Change.
I will not call you Johnny Time Change. I feel like okay. You could do better than Johnny Time Change.
Okay. All right.
Could do something else. Couldn't call you.
Nope. I'm sticking with Johnny Time Change.
Something to do with Greenwich Mean Time. If we work that in, if we work, you know, Johnny GMT plus one.
Okay.
A little bit of a mouthful, I think, but still a little bit better than Johnny Time Change.
You know, it's kind of got a ring. It's growing on you. I can
now
tell.
It does. It actually does, especially since now I'm going to call you JTC. All right, JTC, let's do this show, man.
All right, I'm ready.
Hello and welcome to episode 433 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in the Five.
Yeah, see, I told you, it's caught on.
Everywhere, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't even know who your mayor is anymore. I was gonna say the mayor used it, but I don't know who. Is it Mike Harcourt still?
Sure.
Is it still 1978? I don't know when he was mayor. Probably the 80s.
No, it was more recent.
Yeah. Okay. Who was Larry Campbell then?
Oh, 1993.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I only know him because he was the inspiration for Da Vinci's Inquest. Okay. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. The TV show Da Vinci's Inquest. I don't know if you've seen it.
I know of it. I've never seen it because it's bad Canadian television.
Okay. Two of those words are correct. It is Canadian television.
Okay.
Far and away not bad. It is okay. Excellent.
I just heard it was bad.
Yeah. No. It is fan. There's a couple episodes where you're like, all right, a little bit not my fit. My wife loves it. We watched every single episode, all six seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. So highly recommend it. Check out Da Vinci's Inquest. I think in America you can find it. It's usually on the cable networks late night. Do you – okay, now we've gone down a rabbit hole that we have to get out
no,
of quickly.
No, you can just
we
let
have
it
to
go.
Quickly. No, I need to know it. Do you have Amazon Prime? Do you do the TV Amazon?
Yeah.
Do you watch Bosch?
No.
You should start watching Bosch then.
Okay, all right.
Great show. Titus Welliver is an actor who I know you don't know his name, but you do know him. You know, oh yeah, he's that guy. He's got tons of great roles and in some great movies. A lot of Ben Affleck movies actually, like Mystic River and I think he's in Mystic River, but he's in the one before that, Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Reindeer Games.
No, Ben Affleck movies, not ones he directs. Hey, Affleck takes a little heat for the movies he acts in, which fair, not fair, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because Reindeer Games, first of all, filmed in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah. What about Prince Daredevil? George? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see. So was that, but I didn't see that one. But anyways, also John Frankenheimer direct. Come on, man. Okay. Anyway, but back get out of that different rabbit hole. That's on you, that one. So anyway, okay. He's in a show called Bosch, which really great show based on books that I read a bunch of them, which I like. And anyways, the theme song to Bosch sounds like it should be the theme song to Da Vinci's Inquest. They sound almost the same, but I don't think it's the same musician.
Wow, that's super interesting.
Once you watch both series, you'll be like, oh yeah, I was right again.
That's what he's talking about. Huh? Super obscure reference.
Okay, I can't hear you now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no, we're back now. It's fine.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure you said some interesting things.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Amazon. Speaking of Amazon Prime, that's another reason to get it, is to watch the program, original programming. I happen to like some of it. But if you do buy anything, click through our site. at twohosers.com and help us out. Mm-hmm, that keeps everything rolling here.
Should do it.
What's going on, Adam? I have some things. What's going on in Vancouver?
I have a new computer.
You do? We're going to get into all that, man.
That's all that's new for me. I barely have scratched the surface on it. No, it's gotten minimal use so far just because I've had, you know, lots of stuff going on. So I haven't really had a lot of play time with the new computer, but I'm excited. First podcast with the new computer.
Are you one of those grandmothers who gets an Android phone and can use about 2% of its functions?
No, I can use about 11% of its functions.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll work out for you.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited, but this is essentially, you know, my computer editing machine. Photo editing machine. Primarily, that's what I plan to do with it. Edit photos, maybe cut together some little videos, and that's going to be its primary function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be doing a lot of Excel spreadsheets.
A lot of gaming?
No, not a lot of gaming.
You don't have the Duke Nukem?
No. Yeah, yeah. Doom.
Yeah. What was the Jumpman? Do you have Jumpman?
No, is that fun?
That's the old Commodore 64 game.
Oh, okay.
I loved that game. I loved Jumpman. I don't think you could jump, actually, which was weird. I don't know why it's called Jumpman. I think you just could dig holes, but no jumping, which was odd.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not into the computer games.
Okay, we have silence again.
Uh-oh. That's just from our listeners.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt. I don't know what to tell you. We'll have to power on and hopefully this, because honestly, I was going to mention, first of all, we're 2 days late on this podcast as it is.
Oh, that's what the delay is probably.
Yeah, it could be. Good point. Yeah. So quick explanation. I did post like a 60-second little pretend explanation just to let people know that we would be late. Thanks for the rain check, by the way, everybody. You know, as I mentioned, Adam and I do pride ourselves on putting a show out every week, even when there's bad scheduling. Like we usually know ahead and record a show, you know, a week in advance, so it drops on that day. But this, it just didn't happen this week. It was a lot of I think it's confluence of events. Does that sound like something?
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good.
So we had a family birthday, and it was Good Friday, and it was this, and it was this, and out of town people. So we had to delay, and then we had scheduled to record at our what was it, Sunday? You were going to record on your Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's how committed I am.
That's right, Easter Sunday morning. So just fresh off of finding the Easter eggs, the Easter bunny left. You were going to come in and record, and as was I, and that was my Easter Sunday evening, which we don't really do Easter Sunday dinner here, so it's okay. But we were at the in-law's house, and bam, my wife got sick. And so, without going into great detail, we still don't know what's going on, but she's getting better 3 days later. But we thought it might have been vertigo. So... Okay. I don't know what insight you can have into that, but it was a mess. So like she couldn't even drive. That was the situation. It wasn't that she was sick. It was that she couldn't even get in. She couldn't walk. She couldn't get into a car. There was no way to getting her home and the kids and all that. So long story short, podcasting was out.
And gotcha. So,
yeah. So now we managed to, she's home now, much better. And here's the podcast. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
We got a green light. Okay, good. Well, I made these notes quite some time ago now, so hopefully I can remember what they mean.
Okay.
So, again, this isn't exactly breaking news at this point, but the fire at Notre Dame, first of all, French for our Lady. Did you know that?
No.
You did too. You speak pretty good French.
No, I don't.
Really? I thought you did. I don't. I'm not suggesting that I do. I speak a little bit. Some guy asked me yesterday, as a matter of fact, if I speak French. Don't know why, but anyways, yes, does mean Our Lady. But the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in France. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only one in the on the earth that is completely unconcerned by this?
I think it was just sort of a spectacular looking fire, but it sounds like everything's going to be okay.
I mean, the whole thing was damaged. It collapsed.
Yeah. But I mean, they did say that that it will be all okay. Apparently, you know, $1 billion of donated money already, and a lot of things were taken out. A lot of the sacred artifacts were salvaged and saved and gotten out of there. So I think you know, it's probably going to take quite some time to restore, but it will.
Yeah.
It will happen. $1 billion, though, of money donated. Like, obviously, there's a lot of people who, you know, really think that this is a very important piece of architecture. $1 billion. That's, to me, that's the part right. That's crazy. Like, you see countries go down, but yet, you know, something like a cathedral can generate that amount of money. I think they said 12 million people were through it last year. That's pretty crazy in itself.
Sure. Yeah. Oh no, I guess I've been to Paris briefly, not even really like a couple of hours is all I was there for. And, so I mean, I've not been to the Notre Dame, but, I don't care. I mean, I don't mean to be to sound. I don't mean to be sound like callous or something like that. I very much do like historical artifacts and whatnot. But more so, I like being in a physical place, whether or not what was standing when history was made, whether it's still standing or not, doesn't really mean much to me. Except, I mean, I do like those things. Like I'm not happy it burned down at all. Although it might actually be like a silver lining. It might be a good thing. You know, it might let everybody know that, hey, you better go see some stuff before it's gone, like the Great Barrier Reef or something like that. Maybe you should see it, and maybe it makes a bunch of other stuff a lot more valuable. A bunch of stuff that exists if we lose some things. Which is such a weird, I don't know. Now I sound negative.
Mm-hmm. I think you set the fire.
Yeah. You think I set the fire?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that took a turn. Did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Did you see the photos I put in there from the Italian city Arezzo?
No.
On a much happier Europe note. So... my baseball team, last week on spring break, they went down to Italy for spring training. I didn't go because I have a family. Cause they're all young guys. They're all like 20 something, like 19, 20, something like that.
Sure.
So I did not join them, but they made like the 10-hour drive down to a town called Arezzo and played a bunch of exhibition games, etc. Saw some sights. And so I had sent a photo down and said, oh yeah, I was actually in Arezzo a couple years ago on vacation with some friends of ours and their kids, and I'd snapped a photo of our kids sitting on the steps. So I sent that to, hey guys, I bet your vacation's much different than mine, because I was looking after a bunch of kids. You guys are young guys having fun. And their response was, nope, pretty much the same vacation. So you look, you see the exact same steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far, your overwhelming response.
Mm-hmm.
And the good part is I then sent down and said, oh, yeah, well, the good part is my son really, really loved the ice cream. And so I sent that down and then got that in response. So the guy on our team decided to take it up a notch for us for the photo. Yeah. So I appreciated it.
Hilarity.
Oh, see, the way you say it, would you smear chocolate ice cream on your face simply for the joke? No, I don't think you'd do it.
Absolutely not, yeah.
No,
especially not on my hand. That just seems wrong.
No, I admire his commitment.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, well, really underwhelming response from Adam.
Yeah.
Evidently, you have more reverence for the Notre Dame Cathedral than you do an ice cream cone.
That's true.
So, that's on you.
Okay.
Okay. We'll hear more about your new computer later, I think. That's what I'm going to... I made a note in the what's going on. Hey, new computer.
Mm-hmm.
Listener feedback, too, as well. We got a bunch of feedback from last week's episode.
Okay, let's hear it.
Evidently, I've been put on suicide watch. Yeah, no, I was just saying I'm in a little bit of a photo rut. I think more than one person used the word depressed, and it's like, no. I'm not depressed, happy guy. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a clinical psychologist.
No, you're depressed, yeah.
Am I? No.
Yeah.
Not now, sorry. Man. The pool opened. So,
okay, like, so you're good.
Honestly,
you're fine.
12 days early. 12 days early this year. That's exciting, exciting news here in Tübingen. For me, for only me. Yeah, yeah. Once again, just a rehash. Notre Dame, not a big deal. 12 days early on the pool, massive deal.
Big deal, yeah.
Exciting as hell, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, I appreciate all the feedback. We're actually going to feed some of that into future episodes, into some topics, which one of them's today, as a matter of fact. But we appreciate the emails, et cetera, et cetera. I think I'm already out of my photo rut and definitely not depressed.
Okay, good to hear.
I did screw something up last week, though, sort of. I did. Here's something I haven't done in a long time. Shooting with the 70-200, I accidentally made the focus range mistake.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes, I know what you've done, but how would you enlighten us?
I thought you were going to take it from there, like it's a two-person show.
Would you like me to take it? Yeah, the 70-200 has a 1.2-meter or 3-meter plus setting on it, meaning that the minimum focal distance can be set to either 3 meters or 1.2. And the reason you might do that is to speed up the autofocus. So if you knew you weren't going to be shooting anything really up close, you could gain some speed of focus by setting it to the 3 meters. The problem being that 3 meters is quite a far distance if you wanted to grab a shot in tight.
Which I did. I had shot some you know, action stuff from softball stuff, which I'll talk about in a second. And then the next day I had forgot to I usually set it back to 1.2 meters. That's my default setting just so I don't, you know, miss anything in close. And then I was out with my son. We were walking along some really cool light and I thought, oh, I'm going to get a cool photo of you in this amazing light. And I have this really cool light photo that's really out of focus. And that's why. And I realized shortly thereafter, but I didn't go back and reshoot in that light. Caught it before anything important happened, but I'm better than that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently not, but, you know.
Understandable. It's understandable.
Once a year. Happens once a year, pretty much.
I do the move sometimes where, you know, I'm shooting something like a sport and I've got it in the servo mode and then, you know, finish what I'm doing and the next time pull it out and just in my head, automatically, I just always assume it's in one shot and I can take a bunch of shots that are out of focus because, you know, servo, you know, is sometimes it's deciding to focus on, you know, a bird or a wind blown tree or something in the background. So, mm-hmm. Done that many times. I'm sure all of our listeners have done that.
Yeah, that's frustrating because I thought I outgrew this.
Yeah.
Turns out you didn't. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've done the same. But sometimes with the AI servo, you can get away with it if you're using back button focus. You can
sometimes you can, yeah.
But the kicker is which makes it worse because it can then be an intermittent problem. And you're like what am I doing? Did I forget how to? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's on me. All right, reminder, monthly challenge this month is outdoor. Or is it outdoors?
Mm-hmm. Mm, outdoors.
Outdoors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes it
very
difference.
Very specific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to mess up your challenge. Just to make sure everybody knows that is Adam's suggestion.
Yeah, because I am the one with the good suggestions. So you're welcome. You're yeah. welcome, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, JTC. So hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag hey hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. Do you ever check the Instagram?
No, never.
You should.
I haven't, in all honesty, I haven't used social media in 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, zero social media. I was talking to my wife about this the other day, and I just said, you know, ever since I shut off my Facebook account, I don't know when that was, have not spent 1 millisecond of social media time, which, and I don't plan to ever again. So sorry, Instagram people, never commenting, never looking at your stuff. I'm a bad person, but I'm free of all social media and I love it. I have no interest in it.
What else is considered social media? I mean, Facebook, obviously, but
yeah. There's Instagram, and then there's Twitter, right? Those are all the social media.
Yeah, Twitter. I don't Facebook. I still get requests. Like, if you go look at my actual profile on Facebook, it should be very clear that I do not Facebook. Like, I left it on there for whatever reason. Like, I have almost nothing up. If you just look at it, you think, oh yeah, okay, this guy clearly does not Facebook. Yet I still get requests for hey, so and so wants to be friends, and I was like, no. maybe you can't see until you're friends with me that I don't Facebook. I don't know how that. I don't really pay attention. But we actually stopped the hoser's Facebook stopped like a year ago as well, which I guess you didn't notice, but. No, I'm not even that angry old guy where go outside and play, even though that's probably better. I specifically hate Facebook. Like social media in general, I'm not a humongous fan of. There are good things, there's bad things. I'm not going to argue that. Specifically, Facebook is. I learned a few things in the last week, actually. I was going to talk about it, but we have such a long show that I think maybe we'll bring it up next week.
Okay.
But why I absolutely positively think Facebook is the most evil thing ever, and that's why I stopped. And I urge all of you to stop as well. Still listen to our show, though. Instagram, who I don't know, I get, are they owned by Facebook? I think they are.
So, probably.
So I mean, I guess I can be considered a hypocrite in some way because I still use that and I still use a couple of their apps essentially. I don't know who owns what. Like somebody owns Waze, right?
Yeah.
So I'm still hooked into their and they have their claws in me, unfortunately. But specifically, the Facebook part is bad news. All right, we'll talk about that another time. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, I just did my challenge photo.
Okay.
Well, that's I know good I've, for you. I've had big plans to take photos and then it hasn't materialized. So I anticipate shooting some baseball stuff in the near future. I'm waiting for an evening game because it's just better time of day for light. And I've been mostly helping as far as first and third base coaching. So it doesn't lend itself to taking photos during the game. So I'm going to have to remove myself for a game somewhere in the next week and take some baseball shots because we're going to have a couple of evening games.
I feel like your skill set is better applied at taking photos.
I agree.
No, not that you can't coach third for a bunch of kids who might be peeing their pants in the middle of the game. Your son knows
just,
when to
I
run
just
home.
Broke my phone. No, I didn't. It's fine. I just knocked it off the pedestal it was on.
Yeah. I just knocked you off a pedestal?
Sorry. I knocked the phone. No, not the mic. The phone, which probably appeared loud to you, less loud to the listeners.
No. I thought maybe you're saying I knocked you off your coaching pedestal.
No, sorry.
In general too, like we even still have a first base coach in our league, and in our league, which is it's a good league. I don't think it's even necessary. Like I don't personally need a first base coach.
No, I think that 9 and 10 year old children do though, especially when
they do.
Some of it's their first year playing baseball and they never show up to practice. So they really have no clue as to what their next move is once they get to first base.
Fair enough. There is a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of, hey, yeah, you should go, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't you run over? No, it's a second. Oh, there's a lot of that. You're right. There's even that in our league too, where I'm like, all right, guys, I know you played for 8 years now, but you should know when to run, okay? You know, when you hit the ball in the gap and you're round first, keep going to second. He's probably not going to throw you out. Take two, okay? You don't need me to tell you that. So anyway, my point being is your talents are wasted by coaching first base when pretty much, you know, anybody else could do it. Except for not everybody else can take cool photos with their iPhones and you'll be out there with your 70 to 200 with the minimum focal distance set to 3 meters.
Right.
Which you will. And that's what I did. So I shot some softball last weekend. I say girls team. I think it's called girls. Women's softball sounds weird to me. What do you call it?
I would call it women's softball.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm the misogynist then. Yeah, so we call it girls. I call it girl. Whatever. Okay, women's softball. They are adults. So our team, in our organization, I think I've mentioned before, we have like 8 or 9 different teams. I think it's 9 this year. We have a new team of different baseball, mixed softball, and then we have our women's softball team, and they jumped up this year to the Bundesliga, the National League. So it's their first year ever playing in this league, and it's a big deal. And so they had their home opener last Sunday, and it snowed.
Oh no.
Honestly, in the morning, there was a big deal. It's in April, you know, but still, yeah, I woke up to snow. It didn't really stick around, as you can see. I took some photos, but game time was around like 4 degrees, so that wasn't a whole lot of fun for them. But they had fun playing baseball, softball. But I came out and photographed just a few shots of their home opener. So try to get some action, which I did. I just posted a couple. What did I post? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 photos. So the first one, it just says softball action. That's what I call it, because you can see there's a lot of action going here. Either you dropped off or this is a horrible photo.
I dropped off.
Okay. Or both. I don't know. Could be both.
Which photo are we talking about?
This is the third baseman throwing across, and then we have the girl out of focus running to first.
Oh, yes. Okay. And she, first baseman's wearing the catcher's mask.
That's what the girls wear now.
I know.
I'm actually like, I at first I thought like, as I saw them wearing them last year when the lower league, and I was like, really? Like what for? I had no idea. And then a friend of ours, his back home in Vancouver, his daughter who was 12 at the time, she took a bad hop right in the mouth, which. The softball, the girls play very close to the home plate. Like all the infielders are very, very close versus us. Like, you know, baseball, we're 90 feet away, the bases. So, and you play behind the base usually, like at first base. Like, for example, at first base where I play and have for quite some time, I do not wear an athletic supporter and cup.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I have a glove. I'm pretty good with my glove, so I'm okay. But I've not worn a cup since I was 18, which is a long time ago, and so that's the difference. So now, they're in so close that they kind of have to wear masks, which is common. So a friend of ours took her daughter took one in the mouth, which I don't know what braces cost, but he'd spent a ton of money, and she still had her braces on, and it still kind of rocked all her teeth, and it was touch and go whether she was going to lose all of her front teeth, which. She did not. They managed to save them, but it was close. And so she wears a mask now.
Gotcha.
So there you go. So before you make fun of the ladies, they should wear masks.
Okay. No, I wasn't making
plus fun. They're ladies. Yeah. All right. And then the next shot, I grabbed one in the dugout. I just like the shot of one girl fixing the other girl's boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Little in between the shots. Just trying to grab the action is mostly what I was doing. So the next shot, girl rounding second base. You can see there's stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we got a girl hitting the ball. So I was pretty happy with this one because we got to freeze the action pretty good. Like you could pretty high shutter speed, something around 1/6400th of a second or something like that is what I was shooting at.
Okay.
In order to get everything to stop like that. And then the last photo that I really liked was the one of her throwing from third base and her hair flying up.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that looked really cool. Like having the ball in the air like that and her hair denoting the action.
Gotcha.
Okay. I can tell these photos just inspired Adam.
Amazing.
A lot of yes and. Yeah.
No, they're just kind of, they're fine. I mean, yeah. You're not thrilled, right? Like it's kind of muted colors and they're okay.
Muted colors. What do you mean?
I don't know. It looks like it's just overcast. It's flat. The background's not particularly pleasing looking. Like it's just a lot of yuck around in the background.
Oh,
like
we have a horrible, that's an ongoing situation. We have a horrible looking baseball field. Like it's there's nowhere to photograph. That's what, like we pose for team photos. You want to do something like you always want to, whenever you want to do like a team photo or individual portrait photos for baseball or whatever it is, you kind of want to include part of the park because it's context. It's, hey, we're playing baseball. Our field is so ugly and the surroundings are terrible. There is no backdrop that you can shoot that makes it look like a baseball field. I mean, we are in Germany for one. Which there are stadiums here, like in the bigger cities, but we're in small town Germany, so I kind of get that. So some of the fields that we play at do have much nicer. Like if you play in Stuttgart, has a pretty nice field. That's pretty close. Or the aforementioned Regensburg from a few episodes ago, they have an actual stadium. But yes, you're absolutely right. Not much I can do about the surroundings.
No. I just yeah. Yeah. Again, you played the hand you're dealt. Probably the best photo of all of them is the one in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have a terrible looking dugout too. I mean, it's just thrown together, but there's all that. No, but I mean, the good news is I do await all your masterpieces from your son's game that are upcoming. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to be framed shot after framed shot.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Yeah, obviously. What else did we shoot? Oh, some horse stuff. My daughter took a horse class in the horse riding school camp in the vacation week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. So that's great that she's into horses, and so that's going to cost me down the road.
Yeah.
So that's some other in related news. Our podcast is going to go from free to I'm going to need like $10 an episode from every listener.
Yeah,
because I got a horse to buy now. Yeah, maybe unless you guys have horses that you want to donate.
Yeah, donate a horse.
It's not even the horse. I can kind of, not that I have the money for a horse, but it's buying the horse is one thing. You then have to, you can't keep the horse in your garage. Mm-hmm. Like you have to keep it somewhere and feed it and clean it and all those things. And evidently that's very expensive. we found out, like, not that we're in the market for a horse, but you know, we have friends who actually have had horses and they're like, yeah, it's like just to keep it and feed it is like $800 a month.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, so you don't like soccer, kid? Because I know someone can give you some hand-me-down soccer cleats. That'd be it. But no, she's into horses. But so I went and shot some of that, which will show up. Oh, so yeah, so my son was walking. That's the one shot I had. We went to pick my daughter up, and my son was walking around the horses. and we saw some really cool light coming in the stables. And so here's a shot of him, the one in the Superman shirt.
Right.
I just really like the light setup in here. Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
Looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's no softball, but you know.
No.
it's pretty good. And then what else we shoot? Oh, and then last, this is a lot of stuff. See, I'm out of my funk, guys. I've been shooting a lot of different stuff. Snapped a photo of my daughter at horseback riding, just wasn't thinking about it. Wasn't the plan. Just saw a nice cool blue door with kind of some, you know, worn out paint, and snapped a photo of her against that. And so there you go. And then posted it compared to the one I posted last week of her when she was like one. Also a blue door, different blue door, but just kind of a coincidence that we shot 7 years apart, 6 years apart, or whatever it was, blue doors. But
nice. Yeah. Yeah. She looks thrilled. She's thrilled to be there.
Okay. Was she supposed to just be on 10? Just amped? This is her leaving where she's done for the day. She's upset that she's done. She has to not see the horse for a whole nother day.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's so excited about horse. Like we get home from horse, like horseback riding would start at like, I don't know, at 8:30 or something, or 9. I think it would start at 9 in the morning. And so sometime around like 5:30 in the evening, you know, she'd ask, can I go to bed now? Like at 5:30, I'm like, well, that way I can get up early and go to horseback riding. She was that excited that she's ready to go to sleep early just to get up and go do it. So here she is being sad to leave, but
or sad that her dad's taking a photo.
More sad that Adam is just could care less about anything ever. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now I have a shot of the Sasquatch playing with the Ogopogo, but I'll just won't post that. That's not going to impress you.
No, that's not going to impress me.
Is that Bigfoot riding on the back of Ogopogo? Yeah.
Nobody knows what the Ogopogo is.
Everybody knows what the Ogopogo is. Are you kidding me? All right. All right. Photo challenge this week is window light. That was the plan. So I shot a bunch of window light stuff. I don't know about you. You shot the one I see.
Yeah, well, I did one.
Okay. Yeah, the bare minimum.
Hey, let's talk about wine. I really like wine.
I do like yours.
Yeah, it turned out way better. I had no ideas, and it turned way better than I.
Why did you have no ideas about window light? Because window light is awesome.
I know, but I mean, other than shooting a person or a thing next to the window, I didn't really I didn't know where to go with it. And I feel like every photo with window light that I could conjure in my mind, I've already done. Like I've done it. Like I've done so many portraits with window light that, and we've done it on the podcast at least a couple of times before that I felt like
There's a reason for it.
But I didn't want to rehash a photo that I know I've taken before. So I felt like I had to go out. I had to think outside the box a little bit on this one.
But you don't want to rehash, but you want to take what you have learned and sort of adjust a little bit and bring something new to it, which you did.
Sure. Yeah. So I took window light, from our big kind of like, sliding glass windows at the back of our place leads onto a little patio, and we have vertical blinds that I could pull to any degree. And so I basically use the blinds to kind of, you know, direct the light, the window light, exactly where I wanted it to be. And then I used my black.
For clarity, you're in the northern hemisphere, and that window is somewhat southeast, east facing, a little bit south, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's important to know where the sun's coming from.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a little, like there was no really direct sun this day anyways, because it was already a little bit overcast. So it didn't make as much difference as it might have on another day. But I decided that I was trying to create the illusion of sort of a picture, and my son, I got him to get his you know, blue his blue jersey and his hat, because I thought, you know, the blue would look good on the black. And he put his baseball pants, got the whole gear on, and then I used the black background that I have, like the muslin background, whatever it's, however you pronounce that. And I hung it to create sort of, again, the sort of black background, because I wanted it to look like essentially a night shot. And then that's it. I just positioned him relative to the light, relative to the background, and took the shot. And then he came up with the pose. So I had him kind of almost doing a set pose where he was standing straighter. And then he said, well, what about this? What about me bending forward as if I'm getting the signal from the catcher? And I said, yeah, I like that way better than the standing kind of straight in the set position. So, and then I really kind of went with sort of a dramatic fall off from the eyes, the depth of field. So this was 85 millimeter shot at, I want to say around F3.3 something. And so his eyes and the stitches on the hat are perfectly in focus, but then everything drops off real quick. Like, you can see how to focus his glove is, how to focus his neck is. So the fact that he's leaning forward really kind of has a cool effect on what this does with the 85 mil and the depth of field.
Mm-hmm. No, this is really cool. Like, and again, like this is something reimagined. The mere fact that you got the black background out to enhance this, it's something you have not done before.
No, I haven't done this for window light. And something that I would for sure do a portrait this way again, just because it's a very simple portrait. Now, it does take a little bit more fiddling just to get the angles right and where you're going to put the black background. And you don't want too much of the window light to hit that black background. Otherwise, you're going to see creases in it and whatnot. So there is a little bit fiddling around. And I did have to Photoshop out a slight amount of light that hit the black background, but that was it. And otherwise, just a matter of figuring out where you want your subject to stand relative to the window light, and you're done.
And it is. I mean, window light's my favorite. And this looks really cool. And this could be, you know, a baseball card.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. I'm gonna print it for sure. I don't think I'd use it for a baseball card, because I think unless I kind of artificially put in some stadium lights or something, it just, you know, it's nighttime, but you know that it's not stadium lighting. No. You know that this isn't what nighttime would be, right? Like, you know, this light can't really, this soft of a light can't really happen nighttime on a baseball diamond.
Yeah, but baseball cards don't have to be action shots. A lot of them are posed. That's okay.
True. I still think it would be at a baseball diamond. And
this could be a magazine cover.
Yeah, something more like that, I could say, yeah.
What I would, first of all, getting any baseball pose, to photograph a baseball pose is actually way harder than you think. Because it's like, okay, where do you hold, like, just the whole positioning of everything, like the way you hold your glove, the ball, the bat, like holding a bat screws everything up because you're holding it up, it extends above your head, and so then it's like, all right, now you have too much headroom, and how do you frame it? And then, you know, how do you show a picture? You know, how do you convey that there's some sort of action about to happen? Because that's what baseball is. Baseball isn't so much action as it's the anticipation of action, and then a brief moment of action, and then not. So how do you convey that? You know, the pitcher's just standing there. Well, how do you get them to pose? Like, and whenever they pose, you're like, well, I need to see your glove. So that's kind of, okay, bring that up a little bit. It makes it look unnatural. Now what do you do with the ball? Where's the ball? That kind of stuff. So baseball pose is very difficult. This one looks really cool. The one thing I would add, if you're to do it again, is to actually have him holding the ball behind his back.
Like he did. He had it. And I actually Photoshopped it out because it wasn't enough above his back from this angle to the fact that it just showed up a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I just don't like how it looks. And then I Photoshopped it out to see what it looked like without. And I'm like, well, anyone who knows baseball knows that that's where it is anyways. But it's a tough angle. That's what I realized. To get the glove, to get his shoulders, to get his head right, you always seem to lose something. And it's unnatural for him to hold the ball any higher. But yeah, it's actually in this photo that I Photoshopped it out.
So he has to stretch out a little bit and get it right up between his shoulder blades. So yeah, and feels wrong, looks right, looks cool.
Yeah, and this is not cropped at all. So this is I was happy with how much of his pants I got in here, and yeah, there was again just enough headroom. I shot this in, as you see, not portrait mode, but in landscape, which mm-hmm. I liked as well. So yeah, no, this is the best photo I've taken in a while, as far as I can remember, anyways.
So you're not depressed anymore.
No, I was never depressed. I was kind of sympathizing with you, or empathizing with you.
I was not depressed. I needed this window light to get me out of my funk too, though.
Okay, and, let's hear about yours.
Okay, so I tried a number of different scenarios that were technically window light adjacent. Like, but I wanted to do basically the important part, the intent of window light without actually doing window light, just to kind of illustrate that it that kind of light exists in a lot of different places. And so the first one I shot the horse. Might not have been the first one, but regardless, that's the first one we're talking about. So I shot, here's my daughter with the horse, and this is the light coming in from the stable door, like a big, it's like a big giant barn door that opens up like a double wide,
right?
And so this is the first horse in from that, and so we get some nice light kind of coming in, falling off, and then actually a nice rim light on the horse's nose coming from a different angle, which is kind of cool. And then it falls off in the darkness of the stable, which you can see a little bit depending on your monitor. You can see a little bit of it, the details, but not a ton. And I just thought, oh wow, I really like the light in this one. But I kept shooting. I wasn't going to stop there. And so then we have I posted another one. I have one of the girls from the softball team sitting in the dugout, which we have, it's a covered dugout. And so now you have essentially window light coming in from camera left, a nice soft light coming into actually a very ugly dugout. As I mentioned, like that wall in the background is actually that crappy press board, you know, you get.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really painted, not finished, but out of focus, it doesn't look bad at all. Nice warm tones, but this is essentially window light coming in from the entire open dugout side.
Right.
Which I really like this photo, actually. I really like it, the intensity in 10 cities, but I really like the way the light kind of reflects in her eyes and what's going on here. So love window light. Wasn't going to stop there. Kept going, and happened to see my son one morning just kind of in his pajamas playing by the window, and I said, that's it, I'm going to snap that one. Got the old go-to setup, the 85mm and the Mark II, or Mark I, I'm sorry, the Canon 5D Classic, and there's the black and white photo of him, big smile, and I thought, wow, I like that photo. That's window light, very mm-hmm. simple, didn't do much of anything. And then lastly, settled on the one where he's just sitting there looking at the camera with his arms crossed. Could not be more simple. I just happen to love the light. The look on his face is kind of goofy, but the light reflecting in his eyes is outstanding. And there you go. That's my photo.
Okay.
I'll just take a 5-minute break while you break this one down.
Yeah. It's good. No, I like it. Yeah.
See, you're not commenting on it because, in my opinion, is that it's simple to do.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this. Like I posted a whole bunch on my private social media, which you did not see, this week about, hey, window light, because you don't need to be good at photography to take good photos, turns out. Like, if you're just a... If you don't know what you're doing and all you do is snap iPhone stuff, which doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing, but if you are self-declared don't know what you're doing, oh, I just snap iPhone stuff, snap it next to the window, you're going to get results something like this. Not quite the same as shooting with an 85, but your pictures will be much better just by going by the window.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of helped snap me out of my funk this week.
Good. Glad to hear it.
All right. All right. So the topic this week, if we still have time, which we do, barely, is upgrading. You just upgraded your computer? Not even upgraded. You didn't upgrade at all. You just bought a new one.
Yeah, it was time to retire the old one and get a new one.
Okay, so we got some listener feedback about that ahead of you receiving your new one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And so some people are wondering if maybe, specifically Derek, actually, so we're getting into some listener questions.
This is part of the mailbag segment, the new mailbag segment.
Yep, the MBS. we got some listener feedback from Derek and others, but this is the one that kind of hit me, is that maybe it's better to just sort of upgrade some components to extend the life as best we can.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Maybe if you're dealing with something that's 5 years old, not 9 years old, nine years old. Especially in the world of computers, I think you're lucky if you get 6 or 7 years, but 9 years, it's time to start fresh. It's throwing in, what do we say it in poker? Throwing good money in after bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that. Chasing that
losses.
Yeah, that computer is done. So I was not going to put a penny more into it.
Right. It really is 9 years old.
Yeah, it was 2010.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking of my laptop. My laptop that I'm my go to computer right now is 2012, and but as I mentioned, you know, I'd bought it used for a few hundred bucks or something like that, and then pulled the hard drives out, pulled the hard drive out, put an SSD in, so hence an upgrade, pulled the super drive out because, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't burn a ton of DVDs.
No, me either.
Does your iMac have a DVD drive?
No. Oh, no, there's no.
Yeah, I assume they don't have them anymore.
No.
Which is funny. You think about the lifespan. What is the technological lifespan of, let's say, the cassette tape? Like from the first time cassette tapes caught on until we were done with them.
I don't know.
It has to be less than you think.
10 years.
I think it's okay. 15? It's more than you think, evidently.
Okay, 15 years.
I'm not sure, but maybe when that technology comes along at a certain point in your life, when you are, let's say, 10 years old, is probably when. I'm trying to think, because my dad had an 8-track in the car. You know what 8-track
is,
right?
Yeah. It was the pre cassette tapes. Yeah.
Right. So he had one of those. He had a few 8-tracks. He actually he saw the 8-track technology and said, "Yes, that is the future." Bought a recording 8-track unit for the house. Horrible investment.
Okay.
Did not last long. I mean, I remember 8-tracks. I don't. It was a blip in my childhood, and then cassette tapes came out. So I would say early 80s, they would have caught on, like 1980, they would have been around probably the late 70s, but really in terms of adoption, probably like, you know, early 80s. And then by the time CDs became really usable, even then it's got to be late 90s when they really caught on, like recording and burning your own, etc.
My first cassette tape, 1986, Beastie Boys, "Licensed to Ill."
Okay.
There you go.
That's, yeah.
Piece of history.
Brass Monkey, kind of like that. I still like that one.
Yeah, that funky monkey.
I don't think you have to fight for your right to party. You can just party. you're okay.
Yeah.
So, but Brass Monkey, however. Good little tune. So I think 20 years. It probably lasted 20 years. That's it. So now you look at this, like your computer lasted. Your one computer lasted half the lifetime of cassettes. That's pretty impressive.
Sure, when you put it that way.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. So we'll get into the history of tech another time when we break down why Facebook is evil. So. Is upgrading components a good idea? The answer is yes, it is. Sometimes it is a great idea. So that's what I did. Like that's how we got to this. I pulled the SuperDrive out of my laptop, put a second hard drive in there for storage, and that's that. So I do have some experience, quite a lot of experience of upgrading an existing computer. I did it with my G4 tower that I got in 1999. You know, it did not come with a SuperDrive, which it when DVD burning became a thing, I had to go and buy. So which at the time, I think it cost me like $900 for a DVD burner, to like a 2x DVD burner, but my clients wanted it, so I basically had to buy it, pass the savings on to them, and that's that. So I have history upgrading, and the idea, you know, like you learn when you're a kid, waste not, want not, so you don't necessarily just want to throw everything out every year. Maybe your computer's a little bit slow, but some new technology, like an SSD, for example, can make a huge change. And if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I did for a long time with, for example, with Final Cut Pro. I used, up until like a year ago, I used Final Cut Pro. Not even less than a year ago. I loved that program. I was good at that program. Still am. I could edit with my eyes closed pretty much. I knew all the shortcuts. I knew where everything would go. Everything felt right. But they stopped making it. They stopped upgrading it a long time ago. They moved to FC Final Cut Pro 10. I didn't like that. I liked number 7 or number 6 or whatever I was on. So I went through a bunch of hoops to keep that program alive for me. Because every time I would upgrade, if you were to upgrade like software, et cetera, like operating software, well, Final Cut Pro would no longer work. So I basically had to keep an old laptop available just to use Final Cut Pro, which is a real pain. That meant, you know, I'd fly to Canada to work. I need my Final Cut Pro laptop, but I kind of also want my other one so I can do all my regular work, but I'm not going to fly with two laptops. I'm not that guy. And so kind of a hassle, you know? So I'd have to go to all the photos I shoot, I'd load onto that Lightroom and then migrate them over to the other one, blah, blah, blah. And it became such a hassle. And so that's kind of the point. That's what I'm getting at with, you know, should we upgrade or just buy new, which Adam did. So the case for buying new, which I tend to, if you can do it, I like it. Because sometimes you hit a point where you need to make the jump, like Adam did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you could no longer, you know, upgrade your operating system because nothing will work. Or right. Like you say, programs that you need to use are no longer compatible. Like I was paying a subscription for Lightroom and for Photoshop, and I couldn't even run, you know, the latest Photoshop on.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, it just ran so slow. So I was using like the Photoshop from like 2015 because it would be okay. But I couldn't run the latest and greatest. Yeah. No, well, I could run it. It was painfully slow.
Well, there you go. And so, and that's the question you have to ask yourself is, what is your time worth? Now, first of all, I suppose you could have maybe upgraded your iMac, but those are, especially the older ones from 10 years ago, 9 years ago, are notoriously difficult to do like a user upgrade.
Yeah, I looked into it and I would have had to take it in to do it. And then yeah, again, it's just not cost effective. Yeah.
Not cost effective, but let's say you can do it. Let's say you had the skills or the proper tools, what you need. You always need some kind of little widget or grommet or whatever it is that you need. But let's say you had those and you were going to do it yourself. You have to ask yourself, what is your time worth? How much time are you going to spend, shaving a few dollars off upgrading this when you could buy new?
Right.
How much jerry-rigging do you want to do? Is it too soon to say jerry-rigging, especially in Germany?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, Germany. You know what I mean? Okay, we just call it rigging here. How much do you want to do? Like, how many like little you know, workarounds do you want to do to accommodate that upgrade versus buying new? So I try to it's kind of a newer philosophy for me in the last, I don't know, say 5+ years. I tried having some self-esteem and it works out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where this whole thing germinated. I don't even know if that's the right word. I just felt like saying it. You know what I do as soon as I get a hole in a sock? Out what? The door.
Yeah, me too.
Out Lederhosen. Mm-hmm. Old underwear, old socks. The second they start show some wear, out they go. It's been a life changer for me. As stupid as that sounds, I used to be old sock and old underwear guy. Like, you just never get rid of underwear until it actually disintegrates, until it just disappears. But now I don't. Now I'm like, well, why? Why do I not deserve new underwear?
Right.
Okay. I know it sounds like I'm kidding. I'm dead serious.
No, I know.
And it has affected my life. Like, my wife is an old underwear kind of person. I mean, in general, not specifically underwear, but we don't throw anything out ever because, oh, you could sort of use that. You could, again, Jerry rig it, but you can kind of get it. You never know. You might want to use that out in the backyard for something. Like, don't do it. That stuff is clogging up your life. Don't do it. One of the examples that I came across. Now I don't want to come off as sounding like some kind of a rich guy, because I'm certainly not at all. But there's a certain level of money that you have to spend if you're going to get into certain games. And you know, like Adam here, 10 years for a computer, good, totally worth it. But the example of that came to mind is Spotify. Do you use Spotify?
No.
Okay. How do you? You use Apple Music or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you pay for a monthly thing for music.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it.
See, I'm not just fine with it. I love it. I love Spotify. I think it's not specifically Spotify. It could be anything. It could be Apple or Amazon. I don't care. The idea of the music subscription, having it all there in one place, is fantastic. Now, you can get Spotify for free, right? I think when you sign up, you get like 3 months free or a month free. Or I don't really know. I pay for it. I don't care. But point is, you can get it. Okay, hang on a sec. No, you can get it. It is free with ads.
Right.
Okay, kind of a hassle, and you can't download anything, but you can listen for free if you want. So right now, you can go and listen and hear an ad every 30 minutes or something like that. Or if you sign up for the subscription program for 10, like 10 bucks a month, no more ads, and all your music's there, and you can download it onto your, you can save it on your device and take it with you, etc. If you don't want to use your data. Great. And you get, I think you get 3 months for free or a month free, like I said. Whatever it is, when you first sign up, they give you that to get you hooked. You get a sign up with your email address. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a buddy who, that's what he would do. He'd sign up for the 3 months, listen to the music, et cetera, et cetera. And after 3 months, get a new email address and sign up again. And just repeat every month or so. Every month he would do this. That sounds terrible. I feel like that is a crazy amount of effort expended just to try to work a deal.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather just spend the $10 and go, all right, my life is so much simpler now. I don't have to mess around. It's right there. $10 a month, it's right there.
Right. I agree with you. Now, maybe when I was a poor student, I would have done what your friend is doing.
I would have done the same. That's what I'm saying. Except for, even when you're a poor student, don't do it. I'm guessing a lot of poor students aren't tuning into the show, so this could probably falling on deaf ears. But if I could go back to the younger me and give me some advice, I would say, first of all, enjoy your hair while it's not gray. That's what I would say.
Okay. Yeah.
Try it. Yeah. The dark hair better. However, I would say don't cut those. Don't be a chiseler. not that I was known as necessarily a chiseler, but I still would look to cut corners sometimes. And there's somebody, a mutual friend of ours, who's the ultimate chiseler. If you don't know who I'm talking about, I'll tell you off air. But he spends so much extra time knocking $5 off a deal that if he'd just gone out and worked for 3 minutes, he could have, you know, would have made an extra, you know, would have paid for it in 3 minutes. Right. But nope, got to go out and work, spend an extra 2 hours trying to chisel $5 off a deal or drive across town. You know, he's the guy driving across town to save 2 cents on gas. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
So there's that. And I used to work with a ton of those guys. I used to work for the city in Richmond a long, long time ago. I worked outside with all in the trades. And I hated that job. Which it should be a great job. You're outside all day, driving around. Like it really is awesome. I love being outside all day. But I would watch guys work twice as hard to get out of doing actual work. Like they'd have a job to do, they'd spend twice as long trying to get out of it. Which didn't make any sense to me. Because you've worked twice as hard and the job isn't even done yet. So back then I was depressed. So you guys should have sent your emails in then. Right. And let me know. Yeah. So bottom line is here, if you don't necessarily want to just buy new every year, because that's kind of a lousy model. But if you can convince yourself that, what's the best way? Don't confuse want with need. So I'm guessing for the last 8.5 years, you wanted a new computer.
Maybe the last 5.
Okay. But for the first 5 or whatever, you didn't need it. It wasn't like, all right, man, I can't live without this.
Yeah, no, I was happy with it, and just very slowly more and more problems. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm supposing you could have gone another 2 years.
No, I couldn't have.
No?
I could have
maybe physically got, impossible.
I could have maybe got one more year. No, it's okay. It was really on its last legs, yeah.
Okay. So there you go. So that is when the time comes to move on and let go of old things. Like sort of like, and this was not intentional, sort of like the Notre Dame. It's like, all right, well, yeah, we had it for 800 years, but now we're going to have a new roof.
Yeah.
You know? Yankee Stadium was the example I was thinking of. Like, there's much ado about, oh my God, they're going to tear down Yankee Stadium. Like, that was sacrilege. The house that Ruth built. And I went there. I was like, oh man, I gotta get there before they tear it down. And I did. I went in 2004, I think. 2003. And it was amazing. But it was falling down, like you know. I think they had, you know, one bathroom for the whole stadium, and you know, like it was a tired old stadium. I mean, you've been to Nat Bailey Stadium,
yeah,
before they redid it, even, and it used to be a really there's no infrastructure there. Like you go there, that's like, okay, we have an old bathroom and that's it, and it's just not much to it, but it's cool. Do you want to tear it down and build a new one? Even if you have the money, you still have that. You have Yankee Stadium, you know? And eventually it got to the point where they had to tear it down and build a new Yankee Stadium. Do you think anybody misses it now?
No.
No. No, it worked out just fine. So there's a point where you can move on, which is probably what we should do after hitting the hour 10 mark here.
Sure.
Move on to a new podcast. So there you go. So that's the difference between upgrading and buying new. I think it's all laid out there now.
Perfect.
Yeah, no questions. All right. Monthly challenge reminder is for April is outdoors, courtesy of Adam. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam. I've got one.
Okay.
New.
new?
It's tied in with, we just talked about your new computer, okay, your new everything. So when to go new? So do something new. It's springtime. There's new stuff happening. Because we recorded so late in this week, we're going to have to a very short window to shoot something new. Would you rather do something else because we have a short window?
I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good pod. Yeah. New it is.
Okay.
All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us, the two hosers.com, where you can go to find the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.